reservation, don't be slow.
Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here on this Thursday lunch hour now. Looks like the sun has come out, so we are seeing, well, parts of the province will get sun, I would say, for most of the day today. I know there's a possibility of a shower rolling through, but hopefully the weather stays good for those that are out doing harvest. I'm heading to the farm this weekend. In fact, I took a couple of days at the start of next week off, so I should be able to get a good 4 days out at the farm to help my brother get maybe. Don't want to jump ahead of myself, but the last little bit of harvest finished up would be good. Every time, as I drive to the farm, every time, I mean, I've made that trip on the grid so many times. The grid, there's a railway crossing. And I remember from the moment I started driving, up until and included this day today, my mom will always say, okay, drive safe, watch for trains. Every single time. I don't think I left the house. As a kid, I'm not kidding. Since I got my driver's license, that mom and dad didn't somehow say, "Watch for trains." It's there's just the crossing signs there, but there's no arms, there's no lights, there's no nothing. So it's literally on you, like most grid road crossings, to watch for trains. Train tracks run through so much of this province, and they are such an essential part of the infrastructure. We've talked about that a lot over the last little while. Even though we become complacent with train tracks, they become an everyday part of our life. Last year in Canada, nearly 70 people died in rail-related incidents. So that's why the reminders to stay alert and safe around the tracks are so important. This week is Rail Safety Week, led by Operation Lifesaver. I don't know if you've been on this website. I'm going to mention it probably a couple of times. OperationLifesaver.ca. Whoa. There's some compelling testimonials from families who have lost loved ones. I was literally last night, I was getting ready for this interview. I was watching some of these things. I had tears pouring down my cheeks. It's tragic, some of these stories, but it really hits home. And such a big part of prevention to make sure people stay safe is public education. So that today is what I'm hoping to do with my guest. Brad Badulka is a constable with the Canadian Pacific Kansas City Police Service and Operation Lifesavers chairperson for Saskatchewan. And Constable Brad Badulka joins us by phone. Brad, thanks so much for taking the call.
Thank you. I'm very grateful to speak on your show and speak about a very, very important safety around rail tracks, which are everywhere.
Yes. So I want to get into the safety in a second, but I want to start by saying, you know, through the years in policing, I had the opportunity to work with rail police officers. So whether it's Canadian Pacific or CN, why is it important for rail companies to have their own police, Brad?
It's very important for rail companies to have police, because they're the specialists when it comes to the railway network with Crosses Canada and at both CNCP and at BRL, for example, in the eastern part of Canada. And to enforce the provincial and federal act laws, because we're the specialists with the railway. Yes, we have strong partners through other agencies and municipal police and RCMP, but we are the specialists to protect the property, the employees that work on that 24/7, 365, and the public. And part of that is bringing that education portion to everyone.
And the regulations, I mean, we learn the basics. I think back to my police college training, you learn the very basics. But boy, there's some nuanced legislation that is very specific to rail, which is the benefit of being able to partner with an organization like you guys.
Absolutely. The legislation through the Rail Safety Act and in the Provincial Trespass Act all cover wide gamuts of enforcement. But I'm here to talk specifically about the education portion and the safety portion today, because I believe that's paramount to bring to the masses.
Mm-hmm. Train safety, so important. And I mentioned the website. I'll mention it again, OperationLifesaver.ca. What would you say, Brad, is the most common mistake people make around trains and train tracks?
I have to say that the leading causes to people, and when I speak about incidents that happen along the railway, they are very severe to loss of life, to grievous bodily harm. Mm-hmm. The train will always win. It cannot stop. Trespassing and collisions at crossing are paramount. And we find is that based on the statistics, and they've gone up this year based on the last 4 year average, is that trespassing and crossing related incidents have increased. And part of it is some folks making an uninformed decision or an error in judgment for that split second, which can change their lives and impact. There's no undo button. There's no back arrow on this one. And ultimately, the person that is injured or killed during a trespassing or cross-related incident, them and their family and the communities impacted, but also think about the people, the mom and dads, aunt and uncles, grandparents that are running those trains. They can't unsee what they've seen.
Yeah.
So who is the victims here? And education is paramount in that, whether it's at the crossing, dealing with vehicles that are making an errant judgment, or it's a trespassing related, using a shortcut, a hole in the fence. If you don't know, you don't go.
So let's talk about, you've used the word trespassing now, Brad, a few times. What are the rules? Obviously, if it's a street crossing, a grid road, a walkway that allows pedestrian traffic to cross, like we see often in urban centers for sure, it's okay. But there's some places off limits.
Yes. The only legal place and the safe place is where there's protection at the crossing. At the grid roads, like you spoke about, and harvest is in full swing. We want to use those public crossings that have protection, the crossbuck, the X, if that's all that's there. That means you have to yield to the train. The train has the right of way. The only legal places are at crossings like in the city of Regina and Saskatoon and the larger metropolitan areas. You'll have lights, bells, and arms. That's to make you safe. No shortcuts. And like I said, like I spoke about, there does not have to be trespass signs posted, but understanding that if you don't know where you're going, if you're not on a public crossing, it's a no-go. You don't walk your dog down beside the tracks. You don't take a shortcut to a hole in the fence. Only public crossings are the right direction to follow.
Brad Badulka is my guest, constable with the Canadian Pacific Kansas City Police Service, talking about Operation Lifesaver. He's the chairperson for our province. The website, operationlifesaver.ca. I would encourage people to take 5 minutes to go on the website and watch one. There are a number of testimonial stories, little short videos, but just watch one, and it will reinforce to you the impact and the importance of safety with regard to our railways. Can you talk about some of those tragic stories? Sadly, you've been to a number of them. They must stick with you, the impact it has on family.
Yes, they are very compelling, first and second person. Railway employees across Canada. Videos of their recollections, because they work in that environment every day. There are several videos on the OperationLifesaver.ca website, and I encourage everyone to look at that and feel the emotion from the first and second person video, from a fatality, how it affects the family, to the community, to not having enough information or not absorbing rail safety information early on, or making a poor decision, and the impact it has to not only the family and the community, but to the railway employees that are operating and involved in the situation, to the police officers, to the emergency services that are attending. It paints a very impactful, compelling story, and everyone needs to see it.
You know, there was on there, I mean, part of what I went through last night was the testimonials. And, you know, one would talk about a student who is walking with earbuds in. So they were playing some sort of loud music. They were kind of oblivious to their surrounding, didn't hear the train, didn't obviously see the train. And there was devastating impact. There was one, though, that caught my attention, and it was a youth who was there with a group. He wasn't on the tracks. In fact, the train didn't even hit him, but he was close enough that there was devastating impact. So clearly, even just being, even if you're in a place where you legally could cross the train, being too close when a train is crossing can have devastating impact.
Yes, 5 meters at a legal crossing. There's lines painted on the roadway. That's at that 5 meter. You'll find the crossing arm is also located 5 meters back. Trains overhang tracks by up to 2 meters, depending on their they could have an over-dimensional load. There could be problems. There could be damages to a rail car that aren't known yet, and things could be sticking out or part of loads that have shifted. So that's why we stress 5 meters back from the tracks and not to go beside or at rail tracks. Stay that 20 meters away in an unknown area, in an open area that's not at a crossing, and stay back far, because things can hang out and they could strike you even though you think you're that close. And you spoke about earbuds, and today's world, with all the distractions that we have, even in our own vehicles, snowmobile helmets, hoodies up, it impacts our vision and our senses. We have to be extra vigilant around rail crossings all the time.
We appreciate you joining, Brad. Before I let you go, any special message you'd like to send to people, and maybe particularly parents' messages you would like passed on to their children?
Yes, there's a few things. I like to tell people that any time is train time. No schedule. Trains go backwards. They're silent. They go backwards. There's remote control trains with nobody on the trains. Okay, we need to be extra vigilant around rail crossings and look, listen, and live.
Good stuff, Brad. We appreciate you joining the program. Let's have a safe, not only a safe rail safety week, but a safe year ahead.
Perfect. Thank you for your time and your listeners' ears.
Great. Good to have you. Brad Badulka is a constable with the Canadian Pacific Kansas City Police Service. So he CPKC Police Service, Operation Lifesaver. He is the chairperson for this province. And if you want to check out the website, I would highly recommend it. Just on a coffee break or a little bit of downtime tonight, operationlifesaver.ca. Talks about initiatives, talks about campaign, talks about some incidents that occurred, and you hear directly from family members, mothers, siblings. It's quite compelling, that's for sure. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.